Avalanche sizing. Avalanche sizing is exponential. Each size is 10 times bigger than the previous size. This can be a substantial jump in size, so sometimes we size them in half. Example, we'll call an avalanche size 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, etc. It is challenging to estimate size and mass in the field, so the easiest way to size an avalanche is by destructive potential. We can get down a bit of a rabbit hole when we have a wide but short avalanche or a long but skinny one. Remember that a size one can be deadly depending on what terrain we're in. If a terrain trap, a gully, cliffs, trees, is in the area, it could result in a full burial with just a size one. Check out the chart below to see the destructive potential of avalanches. So size ones are relatively harmless to people. Like I said, relatively, could be a full burial depending on terrain. Size two can bury, injure, or kill a person. Size three can bury and destroy a car, damage a truck, destroy a wood frame house, or break a few trees. Size threes are big. Size four could destroy a railway car, large truck, several buildings, or forested area of approximately 4 hectares. And size fives are the largest snow avalanches known. They could destroy a village or forested area of approximately 40 hectares. We typically don't see size fives in our region, but they are frequently reported in the Terrace and Stewart area up north. That being said, check out the video below of a potential size five in Rogers Pass a couple years ago. Friendly reminder to watch the entire video before you'll be able to progress to the next lesson. A little sneak you can do is just slide the toggle all the way to the end so you can move on to the next lesson.